Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tes, and we are on the last line of Daf Ches Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, "Kol az Vachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman ksherim, ela shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva chutz min ha-Pesach ve'achatas." And then the Mishnah said, "Ha-Pesach." When we say that a Pesach Shaloi Lishma is possible, it's dafka bizmana. It's only if it was brought during the Zman that the Torah said you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, which is Erev Pesach, Bein Arbay. Clearly implied from the Mishnah is that if the Pesach would be brought Shaloi bizmana, it would not be brought during that time. The halacha is it would be kosher. The Gemara on the top of the Ches Amid Beis brought a brisa that expanded a little on this idea. Tanu Rabbanon, Pesach bizmana, Lishmai kosher, Shaloi Lishmai possible. Lishmai kosher. Obviously, that's the Iker Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. Shaloi l'shmoi pasol, that's the Mishnah. U'b'shayim ois hashana, if the Korban Pesach was brought not bizmanoi, l'shmoi, if it was brought l'shem Pesach, pasol. And that's also Pashut, says Rashi. Because being that you're bringing it l'shem Pesach, it's definitely a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach has to be brought bizmanoi. Shaloi bizmanoi, naturally, it's going to be pasol. Shaloi l'shmoi, this is the Chiddush, if the Pesach was brought, b'shayim ois hashana, in other words, shaloi bizmanoi, and it was brought shaloi l'shma, in that case, it's going to be kosher. And the Gemara discussed this halach in detail, and what emerged from the Gemara is that a Pesach that's brought, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi l'shma, it doesn't matter what the kavana of shaloi l'shma was. It doesn't matter if you thought l'shem oyla, l'shem chatas, l'shem b'char, l'shem toida, l'shem shlomim. As long as it wasn't l'shem Pesach, it was Shaloi Lishma, the machshav of Shaloi Lishma is oiker, the status of Korban Pesach, and it flips it into a shlomim. So this Korban Pesach now becomes a Korban shlomim. How do you know that? You need a makar for this. The makar the Gemara brought was the imen atzoin karbonoi lezevach shlomim Lashem, lezevach is mashma ul karbonis. So any type of machshava shaloi lishma, what's the halacha? Shlomim. It's going to end up being a carbon shlomim. The Gemara discussed, klal uprat, klal pratu klal, ribui. The bottom line is, that was what the Gemara came out with. Says the Gemara, Eimo l'chol d'shochet le lahavi kavaseh. Being that in that pasuk, the makar to this idea that a Pesach, Shaloi Bezmanis, Shaloi Lashma has a din Shlomim. The Torah doesn't just mention Shlomim. The Torah says Lezevach, and Lezevach is a Loshen HaKoileles. It's Koilel Shar Korbanus as well. And what do we darshan from Lezevach? In what way do we say that this halach is true even for Shar Korbanus? As it impacts the machshava shaloi l'shma. It doesn't have to be a machshava l'shem shlomim in order for it to be a shlomim, but a machshava l'shem oyla also makes it into a shlomim, because lezevach is marba. Freak the Gemara, that why don't we say that lezevach is marba, that not only could the Pesach shaloi bizmanu shaloi l'shma become a shlomim, but maybe it could become another type of carbon as well. So how would you know when it should be a shlom and when it should be something else? Maybe kol d'shachit le lahavi kavasa. So if you think l'shem shlomim and echanami, it should be a shlom. If you think l'shem oyla, then it should be an oyla. Now the truth is, if you remember the cheshbon from the previous staff, Gemara asked this kasha already. And the Gemara had a teretz, ayim b'achroinim, what exactly the Gemara means to be moisiv. But the bottom line is, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that, how do I know that if I think l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim, and if I think l'shem oyla, it becomes a shlomim? Maybe if I think l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. But if I think l'shem oyla, it becomes an oyla. And if I think l'shem chatas, it becomes a chatas. Kol d'shachali, any carbon that you think you have in mind that it should be, if it's shaloi bizmanu, the carbon pesach should become that. I'm Rav Avin. So Rav Avin said it can't be, because doichin kachim hanecholim eitzim kachim hanecholim, vein doichin kachim hanecholim eitzim kachim she'enan hanecholim. You can't tell me that if you think l'shem oyla, it should become a carbon oyla. Okay, because we're discussing kachim hanechal, the carbon pesach, and it doesn't make sense to convert kachim that is nechal into kachim that's not nechal. But the Gemara says, okay, that just knocks out oila. But atu chatas v'ashem ilay misachli, the chatas and the ashen are nechal. I mean that then nechalim. So maybe if you think l'shem chatas l'shem ashen, it should become a chatas or an ashen. Why is it only a shlomim? So the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. Doichin kachim hanechalim l'chal adam, it's a kachim hanechalim l'chal adam. Vein doichin kachim hanechalim l'chal adam, it's a kachim she'en nechalim l'chal adam. Pesach is nechal l'chal adam. Every single year, besides for an aral, there's very few exceptions. But a zar, a kayin, a levi, Yisrael, an isha, they could all eat eat from the Korban Pesach. They all have a mitzvah to eat from the Korban Pesach. So if we're going to be doicha the Korban Pesach, we're going to say that shaloi bezman shaloi lishma now becomes another type of carbon. It has to be a different type of carbon that's similar to the Korban Pesach in that it's nechal, but nechal chaladam. That knocks out chatas va'ashem as well. Because the chatas va'ashem are nechal, but the only nechal is zichrei kahuna. You had to be a kohen, a zachar, in order to be able to eat from the chatas va'ashem. So it can't be an oila, because how are you going from a Pesach to an oila? Oila is not nechal at all. And it can't be chatas va'ashem either, because the chatas va'ashem aren't nechal to everybody, it's only lezichrei kahuna. But the Gemara says, additionally, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abin Omer, deichen kachem kalamitz and kachem kalamitz, deichen kachem kalamitz and kachem kadashim. Another way to explain why it wouldn't make sense for the Pesach to become an oil or a chatas v'ashem, because Pesach is kachem kalam, and oil or chatas v'ashem are kachem kadashim. But the Gemara says, maskel Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Savrin, ey meshach to l'shem meiser, l'havi meiser, you're still not done, because it's true, you knocked out oil, you knocked out chatas v'ashem. Either because oil chatas v'ashem are necha l'chol adam, or because oil chatas v'ashem are kachim kadoshim and they're not kachim kalam. And it makes sense that if we're going to be doicha the Korban Pesach, we're going to be doicha to a type of kedusha that's similar to itself. But I have one. What about Meiser? Meiser is kachim kalam. It's nechal l'chol adam. So maybe if you think l'shem shlamim, it should be a shlamim. But if you think l'shem meiser, it should be a meiser. And the Gemara says, the Gemara adds, l'may hilchasa, l'may nafgemina, that you'd say it's a meiser, you have to treat it like a meiser. Number one, l'ibay nesachim. A shlamim has nesachim, a meiser doesn't have nesachim. So this Korban Pesach that was karev, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi lishma l'shem meiser. How do you know it's automatically a shlamim? No matter what, the machshava shaloi lishma it becomes a shlamim. Meaning you're going to have a din nesachim. Maybe it's meiser. Maybe you don't bring the nesachim. Additionally, with milka lebele you go, there's a special loisa say in the parsha of meiser behema that if somebody sells meiser behema, he's over a lav. The lav of lo yigael. But the point is, we're not learning the sugi as a meiser behema now, but if it would become meiser, maybe if you'd sell it, you'd have the lav of lo yigael. Says the Gemara, amakra, it can't be meiser. You know why? The only way for an animal to become Maisa Behema is Ha Asiri Yer Kodesh. It has to be the Asiri. But if it's not Al Yidei Asiri, you can't become Maisa Behema in another way. So, can't be Maisa either. But the Gemara says there's other Karbanas. It could still be a Bechar. Number one, if it's not a Shlomim and it's a Bechar, Shlomim means Nesachim, Bechar doesn't need Nesachim. Inami, additionally, the Lace for the Kehanim. Nafkimidis, you have to give it to a Kayan. If it's a Shlomim, so Roiva the Karban Shlomim was Nech by the Bailer. It was a chelik bit that had to go to the Kehanim. But the majority of it, the Bailer was able to take home and eat. He had supper for a very long time if you brought a carbon shlong. As opposed to, well, it was only Nechal to 2 days, so that's not true. But as opposed to the Bechar that had to be given completely to the Kehanim. But the bottom line is again, how do you know that whatever you shechted it for, it automatically becomes a shlamim? Maybe, at the very least, if you shechted it l'shem bechar, it should become a bechar, says the Gemara. Bechar nami avara avara mi meiser gamar. Another thing that will appear many times throughout Seder Kachim, and that is that there's a gzeira shava that links the parsha of bechar to the parsha of meiser behema. Again, when you think of meiser behema, don't get confused with meiser rishon and meiser sheni. It's a completely different parsha. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, that's agricultural. That's when you learn, say, the Zeroyim. Now we're learning Kachim. Meiser Behema was Kodesh, or Asiri Yeh Kodesh, meaning it was a carbon. It was carbon in Mizbeach. It was like a carbon Pesach. It was like an oil. It was a chatas. It was a shlomim. Had its own unique status. So there's a Gzeres Shava that compares Meiser Behema to Bechar through a Gzeres Shava from the words Avara Avara. The bottom line is that just like we said by Meiser, there's a halacha of Asiri Kodesh. The only way it could become Meiser Behema is if it's the Asiri. But there's no halacha that if you shech the Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi L'Shem Meiser Behema, that it's going to become Meiser Behema through the Gzeres Shava. The same has to be true with regards to Bechar as well. That if someone would shech the carbon Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi Shaloi L'Shma L'Shem Bechar, it wouldn't be able to be a Bechar either. So it can't be an Oila Chatas V'Ashem, why not? Number one, they're not Nechal. Number two, they're Kachi Kadashim. We're not going to make a Korban Pesach into something that's not Nechal, only L'Zichrei Kahuna, or to something that's Kachi Kadashim. You can't tell me that the Korban Pesach with a Machshava Shalei L'Shma Shalei Bizmanoi is going to become Meiser, because the only way you become Meiser is Asiri Kodesh. It can't be Bechar, because there's a Gzeres Shava between Chayr and Meiser. If it can't be Meiser, it can't be Bechar either. But the Gemara says, we're not done yet. L'chura, we seem to have covered most of our, but not everything. Because ve'im ashachti l'shem tamura l'havi tamura. This is a very puzzling question. What's the halach of tamura? Tamura is somebody who has a carbon and he decides that, you know something, he has seller's remorse. So he went and he was makdish an animal. He says, harezu oila. And then he chapped out, you know, I made a mistake. Why did I make this the oila? I should have made the other one the oila. Maybe the other one's better, but whatever. He wanted the other one instead to be an oila. So he goes and he says, harezu tamuras oila. That instead of this animal being the oila, I want the other one to be the oila. Says the Torah of Ahayu u tamuras yeh kaidash. They both end up becoming a carbon oila. He's over a loisase for doing it, too lavin. But the point is that there's a concept of tmura. Meaning, it's shaykh for something to become hektish al yudei, saying the words harezu oila, or something can become an oila al yudei, the parish of tmura. Where he didn't say harezu oila, he said harezu tmura soila. So the Gemara has a kasha that maybe the halach is that if somebody would shecht the carbon pesach, Shaloi bizman, or shaloi lishma. But what was his kavanah when he was thinking shaloi lishma? He didn't say, I'm shechting the Pesach l'shem oilu, l'shem shlomim, l'shem chatos, l'shem ashram, l'shem b'char, l'shem ma'itz behema. He said, I'm shechting it l'shem tmura. As if there's a new shem, there's a carbon tmura. That's what he's having him up. We're not learning tmura now. But freak the Gemara, maybe it should be chal hektish, and a hektish of tmura. Now, what type of tmura? What type of tmura? So if you look in the Achronim, everybody quotes a Mishnah L'Melech. Mishnah L'Melech says that the Gemara's kasha was tmura of Meiser Behema. In the Shirim, they're very bothered with this Mishnah L'Melech. The Shita Mekubetzes, if you look at his Gersi, he seemed to not go with the Mishnah L'Melech. But the bottom line is, let's just learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that there's a concept of a Kedushas tmura, and maybe really it depends on if you were thinking tmuras Ayla, then it'll be a tmuras Ayla. If you were thinking tmuras Chatas, then it'll be a tmuras Chatas. But the bottom line is, there is another option, says the Gemara, L'may Hilchas, L'may Nafgemina, that it's Chal Kedushas tmura, L'milkala. Maybe you'd have to get Malkus. The Shita Mekubetzes takes out the next line. Amar Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman Amakra. It says V'hayu Hu Utmurasa Yehakodesh Zu Tmura Ve'Nachat Tmura. No, we have a meeting in the parish of Tmura. There's one way you can become a Tmura. The only way you have Tmura is if you do what the Torah says you're not supposed to do. If you create a Tmura in the way that the Torah says you create Tmura, by being Machlif, by being Meimer. But if having a Machshava to somehow make something Tmura, even though there's a Pesach in the parasha of Karban Pesach, that if you think Pesach Shalei Bezmanu Shalei Lashma, maybe you can create that Tzu Kedusha. So you want to tell me maybe you can create the Kedusha of a Tmura, V'hoyu Tmura Zu Tmura V'nacha Tmura, then knocks that up. But the Gemara says V'ema Shachti L'Shem Toida Lavi Toida. What about a Karban Toida? We didn't address that. Now the truth is, a Toida is a type of a Shlomo, but it's a very unique type of Shlomo. What's unique about it? You had to bring lachmei toida, the 40 breads that had to be brought together with the carbon toida. So maybe if a person brings a carbon pesach shaloi bezmanoi shaloi lishma, what was the machshava shaloi lishma? He was thinking l'shem toida. Maybe the halach is that it becomes a carbon toida again. L'may nafkamini, he has to bring lechem. So the Gemara says meikamidi the pesach uvel boy lechem umaysare boy lechem. How's that possible? You mean to tell me a carbon pesach, if you did it properly, you wouldn't need lechem? But now that you had a machshava shaloi lishma l'shem toida, now it gets a din of a toida. Now it needs lechem. Right away, hachi. That's the whole sugya. Hashtanami meikamidi the pesach uvel boy nesachem umaysare boy nesachem. You tell me that it becomes a shlamim. That you bring the Nesach. Pesach doesn't need Nesachim. The Teretz is, that's the Chiddush. Is Mechadish that a Pesach Shaloi Bezmanu, that's brought when a Machshav Shaloi Lishma, there Tash Shlovin. So Dinei Shlovin. That's all been Nesachim to Chazav Shai, the whole 9 yards. So maybe the same thing is going to be over here. That maybe if you think Lashem Toid, it becomes a Toid, maybe you have to bring the Lachmi Toid as well. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand my question. And not Hochi Kamrina. What I meant to say was as follows. Me'ikam Midi, the Moisar Toid, the Atzmo Leboy Lechem. Vilo Moisar, the Asilu Humei Almo, Boy Lechem. That's something that can't be. The Loch is that if you have a Moisar Toida. How would you have a Moisar Toida? Somebody had a chiv to bring a carbon Toida. He was from the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidis. But he was mafresh two Toidas. And the reason he was mafresh two is because he felt, what if one gets lost? So I have a backup. I'll have the other one. He didn't end up needing the second one. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, it has Kedushas Toida. It was carved like a Toida, but there was no lechem. The lachmei Toida were not brought for a Moisar Toida. So the Gemara Tain is that if a Moisar Toida, Hagamit has Kedushas Toida, doesn't have lechem. So how could you tell me that a Moisar Pesach is going to have a din of lechem? Either way, Tain is the Gemara. Based on process of elimination, we know that when we say that carbon Pesach that was brought Shaloi Bezman, Shaloi Lishma, no matter what the Machshava Shaloi Lishma is, Lezevach was Marvada. No matter what the Machshava Shaloi Lishma was, the halach is, it becomes a Shlomim. It only becomes a Shlomim. It can't be a Chatas, it can't be an Oilah. What Mecha Tesi? You're going to tell me because it says the word Shlomim, but the Gemara is not
moved by that. The Gemara thinks that maybe if you thought l'shem shlamim, that's what the Torah means when it says shlamim. But maybe if you thought l'shem oil, it should be an oil. If you thought l'shem chatas, it should be a chatas. If you thought l'shem tamura, it could be a tamura. It could be anything. Time is the Gemara. So the Gemara, just by process of elimination, worked through every type of carbon. We even addressed things like tamura. Mamish, we worked through everything, and the Gemara came out that the bottom line is there is no other option. So there's no other option. But the less breira, it's going to end up being a shlamim. But that was pashit. Throughout the sugya and throughout the discussion of this pasuk, when it says ve'imen atzayin karbonoi lezevach shlamim lashem, we're talking about not a carbon shlamim, but rather we're talking about a carbon pesach. Ve'imen atzayin karbonoi lezevach shlamim lashem doesn't say the word pesach anywhere in the pasuk, but it says ve'imen atzayin, and the Gemara said dover abamen atzayin yehi lezevach shlamim. And what's a dover abamen atzayin? Pesach. Okay, pesach has to be brought after from tzayin. What does it mean, a Pesach is a Shlomim? A Pesach is a Pesach. So it must be we're talking about where a Pesach was brought, Shaloi Kehilchasa. What do we mean? Shaloi Lashma, because Shaloi Bezmani, Shaloi Lashma, somehow was Oikir the Shem Pesach, whatever. That's this whole sugi over here. But the Gemara says, not true. There's actually one other carbon that had to be Dafka Menatzayin. The carbon Pesach is not the only carbon that had to be brought Menatzayin. There's one other carbon. Maskif, La Rav Yeh, Ma Breda, Rav Hillel, Ubi Maidah, Ben Moisah, Pesach, Sev. Who says the Pasuk's even talking about a carbon Pesach? Dilma, Ben Moisah, Asham, Sev. An Asham also had to be brought from a carbon Pesach. An Asham had to be an Ayil. So if it had to be an Ayil, a ram, that is a subcategory of tzayin. So maybe when the Torah says menat tzayin, we're not talking about a carbon pesach. Maybe we're talking about a carbon asham. Now, what does it mean? Asham bezmani shalei bezmani. There's no concept l'chura of bezmani. Carbon pesach is a zmanoi. Beinu arbayim, erev pesach. So what does it mean when you say moiser asham? So it would be some other type of moiser asham. You will mafish an asham, and you can't bring it now as an asham. So the halacha is that maybe it should become a carbon shlama, but maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Maybe the pasuk's not talking about a carbon pesach bichlal. Maybe we're talking about a carbon nash. Amar Rava, Amar Kro. The pasuk says ve'im min hatzayin karbanu lezevach shlamim davar hashava b'chol tzayin. We're talking about a carbon that could be brought from any type of tzayin. Tzayin means kvasim and izim. That's the definition of tzayin. Whereas a carbon pesach could be either min hakvasim or min ha'izim. It's a mikro moly in parashas boy. The carbon asham had to be dafka an ayil. So it couldn't be min ha'izim. It had to be dafka min hakvasim, a male. But dafka min hakvasim. So min hatzoyin karboni lezavach shlomim is mashma dover hashova b'chol hatzoyin. So that's dafka pesach, that's not asham. Mashkev lorab abun barchi of itay mirab of markano b'chol atar at amrit min lohitzi v'kan min lorab. Usually in wherever you find the word min in a pasuk, so what's the Gemara always do with the word min? Min is some. It's always coming to be mema'et. In other words, the im min hatsoin karbonoi, it would be a little bit more geshmak to say that if the carbon was something that is min hatsoin, that could only be from some tzoin, it sounds like that's what we're talking about. What we're saying is just the opposite. That imen atzoyin karbonei is dover hashava b'chol atzoyin. So afraid the Gemara, b'chol atar v'atar at amrit min lahoitzi. Usually you say that what is min mean? It's lahoitzi. Which would therefore suggest that maybe the pasuk is davka talking about an asham. We're talking about a carbon that's brought min atzoyin. That's not shava b'chol atzoyin. And here we say punk fakert. V'kan min l'rabbis amrav mani hocha nami min lahoitzi. I hear, but the truth is, we are going to darshan the word min lahitzi over here. Household loyasi ben shteishan of loyasi ben akeva. Because although the carbon pesach could be brought all types of tzayin in terms of the sug animal, it's dover hashava b'chol tzayin. But there is a min. There are many limitations. What are the limitations? Number one, it has to be 1 year old. It's loyasi ben shteishanim. Number two, it has to be a zachar. It can't be an akeva. So we are going to be mekayim the word min, even though we're talking about a carbon pesach. But the Gemara continues. We're not done yet. Not even close. Mask of Rav Chanan back this saw. We must as Amrit Chiksev Haibem Moiser Pesach Ksev. Is it even possible to say that this pasuk, the im min hatzoyin karbonei lezevach shalom Hashem, which is the basis to this halacha that a Pesach shaloi bezmanu shaloi l'shma, has a din of a carbon shalom? Meaning, what we're saying is that the pasuk, although literally sounds like it's talking about a carbon shlamim, really is not talking about a carbon shlamim. It's talking about a carbon pesach. The imen atzoyin is a giloy that we're discussing a carbon pesach. And what we're saying is that a carbon pesach, given certain parameters, what's the parameter we've discussed till now? Where the shechita was done, shaloi bezmanoi, shaloi l'shma, is going to be a carbon shlamim. But again, what we're saying is that the pasuk is not discussing a carbon shlamim, but rather it's discussing a carbon pesach. Right? That's the aleph base from the sugya. If you look at the hemshach ha-psukim, so the pasuk continues and says in keves hu makreves karbonoi, and then a few psukim later it says im eiz. Obviously, we're not talking about a carbon pesach. Why? Because a carbon pesach had to be brought min akvasim or min oizim. And that's really what the pasuk says. Im kesef hu makriv, im eiz karbon. So clearly the pasuk is describing something that could be brought either min akvasim or min oizim. But the Gemara's catch is we know already that the carbon pesach had to be brought either min akvasim or min oizim. We know from Parashas Bo. So if this parasha here in Vayikra is discussing a carbon pesach, why does Torah have to say if the carbon pesach was brought min akvasim, kach? If it was brought min oizim, kach? In other words, what you're telling me is that this carbon can be brought either min akvasim or min oizim. If we're discussing a carbon pesach, I know that from Parashas Bo. The Gemara is asking, it's a little bit more mashma that the Torah is saying a chiddush over here. The Torah is telling me something that really I don't know. What the Torah is talking about is a regular carbon shlamim. And the Torah is discussing a yachid that wants to be minat of a shlamim. And the Torah says it's minat zayin. What does it mean, minat zayin? Minat kvasim or minat yisim? Carbon pesach, yeah, that's Parashas Bo. And I know carbon pesach has brought minat kvasim and yisim. But that's not what this pasuk is discussing. We're discussing a carbon shlam. The problem is, we just borrowed this whole parasha. We gandered a parasha in the Torah. We literally said, this parasha is not talking about shlam. Even though it sounds like it's talking about a shlam. It's talking about something that started off as a carbon pesach. It's a meiser pesach, quote unquote. Our example of meiser pesach so far is with, there'll be others soon. But our example of a meiser pesach so far is where it was Karev Shaloi Bezmanu Shaloi Lishma. But the point is, we're saying the parish is talking about a Pesach. It's talking about a Pesach. Why does the Torah have to tell me that it's Minak Kvasim and Oizim? Why do you need the passing in Kesev Umakrives Karbonai, in Eiz Karbonai? I know that already. Elamai, we're talking about a Shlomim, and I don't know that by a carbon Shlomim. So the Gemara, no, you're right. Really, it's talking about a carbon Pesach, and that's why we have the Makar here for Moiser Pesach, Vichulu. Are you going to ask me a question? Why do I need him Kesev and Eiz? Don't I know that from Parashas Bo? It's true. But Ahumi Bo Lechidatayin, there's a Braisa that teaches me a lot of additional halachas that I only know from these words. Number one, it says Kesev, Lerabi says a Pesach La'alya, that when they used to burn the fats of the carbon Pesach, they used to burn the tail. That's a chiddush when you learn the sugyas of Akhtara, but it's learned out from the word kesef. Kishu oimer im kesef. The word im is l'rabbis pesach she'ibrishnos. That's coming to teach me another example of a moisa pesach, and that is that if a carbon pesach is more than a year old, once it's more than a year old, it's not right to be a carbon pesach anymore. What do I do with it? It becomes a carbon shlam. Another example of moisa shlam. So I know that from the im kesef. Ushlamim habayim machmas ha-pesach l'chol mitzvah pesach. Another halacha I learned from the word im is that the shlamim that were brought together with the carbon pesach, that they have a din shlamim shiyatanu smichu nesachin v'tenufas chazav v'shaik. What's the shlamim that was brought with the carbon pesach? So when they used to bring the carbon pesach, they used to bring different shlamims together with it. And first they would eat the carbon shlamim, and then they would eat the carbon pesach. And this is not the shalmi chagiga that was brought on yontif. This is a carbon that was brought on erev yontif. It was the shlamin that was brought on yud dalet, the chagigas yud dalet. Why did they bring it? Because carbon pesach has to be nechal ala soifa. That's why we eat afikoyman ala soifa. Because we eat afikoyman as a zeicha for the carbon pesach. Right? They didn't eat afikoyman when they had the carbon pesach. We eat afikoyman because we don't have a carbon pesach. So that's the zeicha for the carbon pesach. Instead of eating a lamb, we sit down, we eat a matzah, and that's what we do. It's a zeicha for the carbon pesach. We eat it ala soifa because carbon pesach had to be nechal ala soifa. Here's the problem. How do you guarantee that when you sit down to eat the carbon pesach, it's going to be nachal ala soiva? Maybe you're going to eat a piece of meat. You're hungry. You're sitting down to eat first after a long seder. You're starving. How's the nachal ala soiva? So what they used to do is they'd bring a carbon shlamim, and the carbon shlamim was brought first, and everybody would eat from the shlamim. That was the suda, and then they would take the carbon pesach, like when we have the afikoyman at the end of the meal, and they would eat it ala soiva. The emes says all carbonas had to be nachal ala soiva. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Masechta, but all karbanas had to be nechal ala soiva. So what's the chiddush of the carbon pesach? I mean, it wasn't this always true? The chiddush was that ordinarily, when a person ate kachem, he would eat. He would, you know, stuff himself up a little bit. Eat, I hear, it's good kasha. How do you eat the shlamim then? If the shlamim has to be nechal ala soiva, it's good kasha. So, but they used to eat, and then afterwards, when they were ala soiva, they would eat the carbon that you were bringing. The chiddush of carbon pesach was, is that the food that you eat to get to the point of ala soiva was gufa shlamim. That's the Chiddush Karban Pesach. I mean, usually you would eat regular chulit. Get to the point where you're ala saiva, now I'm ready to eat kachem. But here on Karban Pesach, they brought a shlamim to get you to the point. Technically, you could have sat down on the side, eaten whatever you wanted to eat, and then get ready to eat the Karban Pesach. No. So like you eat the afikoymen to get ready for the afikoymen, so to speak. You're eating a shlamim to get ready for the Karban Pesach. But the bottom line is that those karbonos that were brought, that chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach to get you to the point where you're ala seiva, to prepare you for eating the Karban Pesach, that was a shlomen. How do I know that? I know that also from the in. And then when it says im eis, hifsika inyan, lime dalo eisha eina tuna alya. The reason it says im in the parasha of im eis is to tell me that only if it's a kesev is the halacha that they would burn the tail. If it was an eis, they didn't burn the tail. The bottom line is, we thought that if from the fact that the Torah is so wordy and the Torah tells me that it could be either a sheep or it could be a goat, obviously we're not talking about a Karban Pesach, because we're talking Karban Pesach, we know these halachas already. And for the Gemara, it's true, we know these halachas. There's other halachas that the Torah is coming to teach me with this. Either way, so what's the makar to this idea that a Moiser Pesach becomes a Shlamim? And now we have two applications of Moiser Pesach. What was the first one? A Pesach that was brought Shaloi Bezmane Shaloi Lashma. It gets a din of a Shlamim. What's the second one? If it was Ibrish Shnasa, if it's more than a year old. The first halacha we learned from the Iker Pasek. The second halacha we learned from, it says, Im Kesev L'Rabbis Pesach She Ibrish Shnasa. If you remember, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brought another Pasek. The Gemara brought a Pasek that said, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. And Rav Nachman learned from there, Minayin L'moise Pesach Shekariv Shlamim, Shenemar V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzoyin U Bakar. And the Gemara learned from there, you see from there that a Moisa Pesach becomes a Shlomo. Rashi Taich, what does Moisa Pesach mean? Rashi and Av Zayin Amid Beis. We're talking about where somebody was mafish two karbonis Pesach, one of them got lost. Rashi says, She'ovad v'ne schaper ba'achar v'nim tzorishan. So really, if you're halting cheshbon from Av Zayin Amid Beis, this is already the third Moisa Pesach that we have. So we had Av Zayin Amid Beis from the Pasuk of Zavachto Pesach L'Hashem Alikecha, a concept of Moisa Pesach Shlomo. What's that concept of Moisa Pesach Shlomim? That if you lost the Karban Pesach, you mafresh another one. The second one becomes a Moisa Pesach. It's carved like a Shlomim. Then we have the Moisa Pesach on Tavches Amid Beis. The Imen Atzoyin Karbonoi L'Zevach Shlomim Hashem. That's the Pesach Shloi Bezmanu Shloi L'Shma. And now we have this brisa that we just mentioned. Im Kesev Hu Makriv Es Karbonoi L'Rabbeis of Pesach. That was Ibrish Nosef. So really we have three Mekairis right now to this concept of a Pesach somehow converting into a Shlomo. So the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need im kesef l'rabbis Pesach she'ibrish nasa? That it's a Pesach that I can't use. Why can't I use it? Because it's too old. I can't use it anymore as a Karban Pesach. That what's the halacha? It becomes a shlamim. Why can I learn it? Why can I learn it from the original Makar, the one on Daf Ches Amid Beis, that was the Makar to Pesach Shloi Bezmanoi, Shloi Lishma, that has the din of a shlamim, and then the Gemara continues, Vakati. I have another kasha, meaning I have a third makar. So what does it mean that you're going to bring the Karban Pesach as bakar? If you have Moisa Pesach, it converts into something that could be brought as bakar. My new shlomim. What is that shlomim? So I end up having three psukim. I have Dav Zayin Amid Beis as makar. I have Dav Ches Amid Beis as makar. I have Dav Tes Amid Aleph's makar. Why do I need three makaris? El Trasa Kroy Ksivi. I have three makaris to teach me three different nuances in the halacha of Moisa Pesach. By the way, not the three we mentioned before, a little bit different than what we said. Chad Ibra's Manoi Ibrishan. So one's coming to tell me if I have a Karban Pesach that was Ibra's Manoi, meaning it's not Pesach anymore. The Ibra Shnasai, it's too old. At that point, Allah is, it becomes a Shlomo. V'chad le'Ibra's Mane v'lo Ibra Shnasai. I need another pasuk to tell me if it was Ibra's Mane, it's not Pesach anymore, but it's still old enough to be an animal, Chiddush, that once Pesach passes, even though it's technically still within the year, so Duroi technically based on its own age to be a Karban Pesach, it's not a Karban Pesach anymore. V'chad lo Yibra lois manoi v'lo Shnasai. The third one's coming to tell me if it was lo Yibra lois manoi v'lo Shnasai, how then would it become a Karban Pesach? So we have two ways. Number one, maybe if it was a Meiser Pesach, I'm not sure. But the point, the Iker way is, if it was brought Shaloi Bezmanoi, Shaloi Lishma, meaning it was Lo Yibrizmanoi yet. Pesach didn't pass, yeah? Or I was Mafrish too, and then I have two now. So I'm not gonna, But the point is that in a case where it was like Ibris Manai and it was like Ibris Shnasai, I need a Makar over there too, that this Pesach is going to be a Vitzrichi, and I need all three. The Gemara explains it very simply. If I only had one, have a Minhech, Ibris Shnasai, it was Manai. If it's not, there's Man anymore, it's too old already, the Itchi mi Pesach Ligamri, Avil Ibris Manai, Vilay Shnasai. But if it's only Ibris Manai, but not Shnasai, meaning it's not Pesach anymore, but it's not a year old either, the Chazi, the Pesach Sheni, oh, I can use it for Pesach Sheni, Emeloi, maybe it should be kosher, maybe it shouldn't get a shlomim yet, because I can still use it for Pesach Sheni. Because Rahman Hani Tarti had, I had two Makaris from the Itchalim in Mosayu. Okay, at the very least, it was Nitcha, Avil Hechat, Avil Ismanai, Vilay Shnasai. But if it wasn't Avar Zmanai, and it wasn't Avar Shnasai, the Chazi le Pesach, what did I do? Because I had a Machshava Shaloy Lushma. But it's Chazi le Pesach. Ey, Maloy, Tzrichi. That's why I need a Tzricha sa. Exhale. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Mishmei Demavik. So we turn our attention from the halachas of Pesach back to Chatos. So Zayin Amad Beis was Pesach, and then Chesam and Aleph was Chatos, and then Chesam and Beis and Tesam and Aleph was Pesach, and now we're going back to Chatos. Again, what does Pesach and Chatos have in common? Those are the two karbanos, but Shalei Lishma is going to be Pasul. So this next Amid is a Geshmak Amid Gemara. Amid Rav Mishmei de Mavoik. Rav said in the name of a Chacham, whose name was Mavoik. Chatos sheshachto l'shem Chatos nachshin shev. If somebody brings a karban Chatos, the Kohen does, and he had in mind while he was doing the Avodah, l'shem Chatos, so far so good. But he had in mind, not a regular Chatos Chelev, but he had in mind Chatos nachshin. He had in mind that he was bringing the carbon chatos, the nachshin ben aminadav brought b'yom hakamas hamishkan. So we know that the Nesiim brought their karbanos. Torah details it in Parashas Nasai, detailed in quotations over and over and over again. The Torah chazes over the parish of the Nesiim, and the Torah over there mentions in the parish of the Nesiim that when the Nesiim brought their karbanos, one of the things they brought was sirach of the chatos. The karbonoi, kairis kesavacha, shloishim mea mishkola, sir izim echa lechatas. So the kohen is bringing a regular chatas chela, but he has a mind not that he's bringing a chatas chela, but instead he has a mind that he's bringing a chatas nachshoyim. So the halach is kosher. Why? The amakrab, because the pasuk says, zois teres achatas, teres achas achalachatas. End of the day, you had a mind chatas, even though the chatas that you had in mind is a very different type of chatas. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you had in mind chatas. Why is it a different type of chatas? So Rashi says, because that chatas wasn't bala kapara. That chatas, Rashi's lashon is, was doiroi. It was a gift. Just like we said in oila, which is mechaper, but it's not bala kapara. It's doiroi. The chatas that nachshon, the chatas that the Nesiim brought, was doiroi. I mean that it was doiroi, and it's a different type of chatas. So I almost could have thought it's like the kohen brought a chatas of shemayla. Because the chshivos of what the chatas usually is, this chatas doesn't have. Kamash Malon, Zoyz Teres Achatos, Teres Achas L'chol Achatos, so it doesn't matter what type of Achatos you bring, at the end of the day, the halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Yosef Rava, V'kom Alolo HaShmaita, Rava was sitting and saying over this halacha, and Rav Sharshi was there. Eisvi Rav Sharshi L'Rava, so Rav Sharshi has Rava from a Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. So a little bit of background before we see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos SheNikmetzu, so carbon mincha was very different than a regular carbon. Regular carbon begins with an animal. Carbon mincha begins with flour. It was very, very different. And the carbon mincha had dalet avoidos that were done, not avoidos hadam, because there was no dam, but there were four avoidos that were done with the mincha that paralleled the dalet avoidos that were done with a carbon. So just like a carbon had shchita, the mincha had kemitza. The carbon had kabbalah, the mincha, the kohen after he did the kemitza would take what he took, his meloi kumtzai, he would put it into a klisharis and it would make it halik. The carbon had hoylacha to bring the dam to the mizbeach to do the zrika. By a mincha, the kohen would do the same thing. He would take the kemitza that's in the klisharis, he would bring it to the mizbeach. And the carbon finally had zrika, that was the mechaper, the equivalent thereof was taking the kohenitz and burning it on the mizbeach. Al kapana du adal rafaydis. And just like there's a halacha that a carbon has to be brought lishma, there's a halacha that a mincha has to be brought lishma as well. So what happens if a mincha is brought shalai lishma? So the first mishnah mesechtes menachos parallels the first mishnah mesechtes vachon. This is literally the first mishnah. Kol amenacha is shenik mitzu shalai lishman ksheirois elo shalai alu lebaidlan l'shem chayva. Chutz, with the exception of a minchas chayte and a minchas kenois. A minchas chayte and minchas kenois are the exception. There the halacha is that even if you do it shalai lishma, not only is it But in that case, it's going to be possible. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rab Shimon argues. Let's see Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds every mincha. It doesn't matter if it's a regular mincha, or even the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois that the Tanakhama holds in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos Apostle. Every single mincha shaloi lishma is kosher, number one. And it's all of the Bible Mashem Chayv. It's a world apart from Zvachim. You start Zvachim, you start dealing with things that are possible. When you start Menachos, Menachos are ganz andere Maisa. Minchas Ami. Kala Menachos Ksherim. Every mincha is kosher, not just that. V'olu l'baylan l'shem chayv. Why? So Rav Shimon explained himself. Because every mincha was unique. Sha'akoyim it's machvas l'shem marcheshes. What are you worried about? Someone's bringing a minchas machvas, and he's going to have in mind l'shem minchas marcheshes. Masel mechichon l'ashim machvas. What are you worried about? You're worried about his machshav? His machshav is not doing anything. Because everybody sees this, that it's not a marcheshes. It's a machvas. Additionally, chareva l'shem balula. He's going to take a minchas chareva, and he's going to have in mind the minchas balula. So being that it's nicker, when the Kohen does the Avodah, which mincha he's bringing, I don't care about the machshava that he's having. Because it's nicker that he's doing the right thing. As opposed to Zvachim. Avu Zvachim Enekein. Shchita Achas L'Kulon. It's all the same. Kabbalah Achas L'Kulon. Zrika Achas L'Kulon. It's for that reason that Lachi is that when it comes to Zvachim, Shloi L'Shma is going to be a problem. So we have a Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. According to the Chacham, just like there's a din Shloi L'Shma by Zvachim, there's a din Shloi L'Shma by Menachos. According to Reb Shimon, there's no din shaloi l'shma by Menachos. Why? And I gave a reason for it. Because maseh ma'chichin, it's nicker when you bring a mincha, what mincha you're bringing, it's for that reason, you have to think about the lumdus, that the machshava shaloi l'shma doesn't bother me. It's time as the Gemara, even Reb Shimon, who's the mekel, who holds there's no such thing as machshava shaloi l'shma when it comes to a mincha, time as the maseh ma'chichin, it's all because of a svara, ha'in maseh ma'chichin, you wouldn't have the svara of maseh ma'chichin loy, you wouldn't have that halacha. Fake the Gemara, amai, why not? Lema, why don't we say zayis teres ha'mincha, teres achas achal ha'menachis? Mar is asking a very gishmak akasha. Mar is saying that by zvachim, I understand the idea of shaloi l'shma. You bring a chatas l'shem oila. You bring an oila l'shem shlamet. They're all different. Every carbon has its own shem. It has its own name. Being that every carbon has its own name, so I get the concept of shaloi l'shma. But Rav said a chiddush in the name of Mavoik. He said that if I bring a chatas l'shem chatas, the two chatois can be so different. It doesn't matter. One's a doiren, one's a mechaper. Chatas nachshon. Zoyis teiras achatas. He had a drasha. It's a chata. A chatas is a chatas is a chatas. As it relates to the halachas of the Shema. Tain is the Gemara. So why don't you say the same thing? It says zoyis teiras haminochis. So say a mincha is a mincha is a mincha. So how is it bechlal shayach a mincha shaloi l'shma? The chachamim lo mincha shaloi l'shma is loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayv and is even minochis that apostle. And even Rav Shimon who holds it's okay. It's because of a svara. At the end of the day, say a mincha is a mincha is a mincha. Just like we said, a chatas is a chatas is a chatas. Gevaldik akash, the same drasha. So it's teres achatas, so it's teres amincha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav or Mavoi could have never said this. Eliyit mahochiyit. Amar Ravish made the Mavoi chatas sheshachta. Not l'shem chatas nachshon. But rather, al minas sheyischaper ba nachshon kshera. So if the Kohen had a mind, and you know who he was, Reuven brought a carbon, he did an aver b'shoigig, he makes the track up to the Makom HaMikdash, he pays the money, kizba seira, and then the Kohen doesn't have a mind. Reuven, he has a mind, nachshon benami nadav. So the halach is, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because ein kapar lo mason and chaver redum yudidei, the only time you have a shin yubayim is if the person was chayev. Nachshon can't be chayev, because nachshon is not a lie. So afraid to come up, v'leim emes ba'alma, why are you thinking of such a creative Nachshon, just say mace. Hakamashma on the Gemara says time in the mace. Hadachayidum in the Nachshon psula. What if the person he had in mind was alive and that person was dum yud the Nachshon? He had a chiyuv chatos similar to Nachshon's chatos. Now, what was Nachshon's chiyuv chatos? He had to bring the series of nachal chatos. He had to bring the chatos nasi. It's possible today, says the Gemara, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, for someone not to be the nasi of Shevet Yehuda and still he's going to have a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos as chatos. That's not similar to the classic chatas. It's more similar to Nachshon's chatas, which Rashi said is doiroin. It's going to be similar to the how that chatas nazar and chatas mitzayra, because chatas nazar and chatas mitzayra are like. So the chiddush is that if he had a mind Nachshon, being that Nachshon is a mace, it's not chaver dumya. That's not going to be a shinu battle. But if you have a mind someone that's dumya, like a nazar or mitzayra, but the Gemara says hani oilis nino. Wow, says the Gemara. I don't think that should even be true. I think that shouldn't be shinu battle. If someone has in mind chatos l'shem, someone that's chayiv chatos nazar chatos mitzayra, klape the chatos chelev that's being brought by the kohen, the chatas nazar, the chatas mitzayr is like an oila. It should be kosher. The Gemara says, "Yeah, the Yitma Hachi Yitma." Amar Rabbi Shmei the Mavik Chatas Sheshachta Al Shemechuyev Chatas Kenachshon Kshera. If you had in mind for someone that's Mechuyev Chatas Kenachshon, will in fact be kosher, and the reason is Chatas Nachshon Oily. And what's the example of that Chatas today? Chatas Mitzayr, Chatas Naza. And Chanami, you're right. You're right. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is what Rav said in the name of Mavik was that if a Chatas was brought. But the Shinui Bailin was Chaveru Dumi Day, someone that was Chai Chatas, but a different type of Chatas. Not a Chatas Chela, but rather Chatas Naz, Chatas Mitzayra. The Halachas would be kosher because it's not Chaveru Dumi Day. Similar, because those Chatois are treated like Chatas Nachshon, which is actually viewed as Doiroin Ba'alma. Before we end, just a little bit, or if we have time, a lot of bit of raid. So we've been learning the Sugyas of Machshava Shaloi Lishma. The idea of a machshava shalei lishma that's kosher for le'olu l'bailin l'shem chayva, and sometimes not only is it kosher for le'olu l'bailin l'shem chayva, but sometimes the machshava shalei lishma is even going to make the carbon pasul. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Psulei Hamikdashim, Perik Yud Gimel, clears the shayla. Anytime you find in Kachim this idea of a machshava hapiselis, whether it's machshava shalei lishma, or whether it's a machshava spigel chutzas mali chutzam kaimai, or whether it's a machshava B'shas shchitas korban pesach l'shom oichlav, whatever the machshava hapeiselas zol nidzayin. Klaus the Mishnah Melech, does the kohen merely have to have a bad thought, machshava, in order to make the korban pasul? Or says the Mishnah Melech, maybe a machshava alone would never be enough to make a korban pasul. And when we say machshava, we're using that word loosely. But rather, in order for the kohen to make a korban pasul ayidei machshava, he would actually have to speak out. He would need dibur. It would have to be bepeh in order for the carbon to be possible. So we're talking about a regular machshava shloi lishma, a regular machshava spigel. If you ask the man on the street, he would say, of course, it's a machshava. So if it's a machshava, what's the shayla? Of course, machshava shloi lishma. Isn't that what the word is? So all you'd have to do is think about it, and automatically it's going to be possible. Mishnah Melech wasn't sure. The Mishnah Melech said, I'm nistapik. Says the Mishnah Melech that I think from the steamest Lashon HaRama, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, it's mashma very, very clearly one way. The Rambam says, shloi shma. Rama goes on to explain. Machshava shini Hashem is the loch of lishma. Machshava hamokim is shinui mokim. Machshava hazman is chutz lizmanay. The bottom line is says the Mishnah Melech midivrei Rambam nira the chol machshava the kachim havi afilu beloy hoytza bepeh. Which you would think is the Pashas. Emes is Toisvus, right at the beginning of the Sechta. Toisvus, Dav Bezam and Aleph says, Ubeperika mafkid pirashti. Had the machshava peiselis bekachim, ibe dibur hazevach nizbach shalei lishma, ayafilu bemachshava. So Toisvus already introduces the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. And Toisvus says, take a look at what I said in Perika mafkid, because over there I was mefarish, very, very clear. Toisvus leaves us in suspense until you get to Perika mafkid, whether it's taka bemachshava or not, or whether it would have to be a peh. If you look at Toisvus, it's the bottom Toisvus in Bob says Tosfos, the context is the halachas of Shaleach Yad, the Dalet Shomrim, Hach Machshava, says Tosfos, Havi Dibur. That this Machshava that you find in that Sugya with regards to the Shaleach Yad, it means Dibur. Kedi Yalef me'al kol davar. V'chei Machshavas pigul nami havi b'dibur v'loi v'loi. And Tosfos has arrived from Gemara Zvachim, Daf Lamin, Menachas Daf Gimel, Psochim Samach Gimel, and Gittin Daf Nut Dalet. Okay, so Tosfos has a few riots. But either way, says Tosfos that even though you always find the lashon of machsheves pigel, machsheves lav dafka, but rather machsheves pigel havi bedibur v'leib leib. If it's true for machsheves pigel, it's obviously going to be true for machsheves shloi l'shma as well. And this is Rashi says the same thing. Rashi in Perik Tomid Nishchat Psochim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. That's one of the Maror Mekoymis that Tosfos tells you to take a look at. It says Rashi, and I quote: Kol machsheva dekachim moitzi bepivu. Al kolponim, you have a Rashi in Psochim Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. You have a taste of some of Mitzia Perka Mafkid, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that are very, very clear. That whenever we talk about a Machshava of Kachem, we don't mean Dafka Machshava. If I cared, a Machshava alone wouldn't be enough. Mitzacheni, we have the Stimus Lashon HaRambam that Mishnah Melech was Medayik, where the Mishnah Melech said that from the Rambam's Lashon of Sholish Machshava, his name, it's Mashma, that a Machshava Ba'alma, that would be enough in order to make a carbon puzzle. The Mechaschinach, a mitzvah yud, in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, he discusses mitzvah strichas kavana. And the mitzvah schirach declares, according to the man that holds mitzvah strichas kavana, which by the way, la halacha, and mechaber brings the eshaim mitzvah strichas kavana, mesheim ain't strichas kavana. So for sure, misafik, we pass him mitzvah strichas kavana. So says the mitzvah schirach, yesh lachkar. When a person's about to do a mitzvah strichas kavana, is it enough to have a machshava to do the mitzvah? Or maybe you need dibur bepeh. Maybe you have to read it ois. Maybe you have to speak it out. Says the mitzvah schirach, I think it's totally in the machlekes rishonim, but machshavas apostles linging kachas. According to Rashi in Perek Tomin Nishchat, and Tosin in Perek Amaftin, that when it comes to the machshava apostles with regards to kachas, what's the definition of machshava apostles? It means dibur, so maybe mitzvah strichas kamada would require dibur as well. But according to the Rambam, the way the Mishnah Malach was medayik in the Rambam, all it has to be is a machshava. The Rambam never said it needs dibur bepeh. So from the steam of Sloshin Rambam, the Mishnah Malach says it's mash, but the Rambam didn't hold like that chiddush in Rashi and Tosin. You don't need dibur bepeh. For mitzvah srichas kavana, you wouldn't need dibur bepeh either. Ayin sham, it's in the minchas chinuch mitzvah yud at the very end of the mitzvah. The Mishnah Melech has an arichos in this discussion, and one of the kashas that the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam who holds that machshava alone is enough, is from two gemaras: a gemara in Zvachim, daf chof tes on the base, and a gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, daf pei tes on the base. Gemara in Zvachim says as follows, a very, very important Gemara, certainly important for the raid that we're about to speak out right now. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yani said, Minayin l'mechashiv b'kachem shu loikav. How do you know that if somebody has a machshava ha-paiselas by kachem, he gets malchus? Talmud loymar, it says in the pasuk, lo yechashav. So what does it say, lo yechashiv? It says it in the Parsha Pigol. Vim heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov, bayoyim ha-shlishi lo yeyrotze, ha-makriv oisoy, lo yechashiv lo pigol, yev ha-nefesh ha-echeles mimenu avoy nertis. There's a lot going on in that one, very long pasuk. But it says in the pasuk, we're talking about pigol, and it says lo yechashiv. So it says, the Gemara, amach habiyanai, minay lo machashiv b'koshim shulog, how do you know if someone has a machshava, please sell us by kachem, he gets malkus. Talmud lo yemar, it says in the Torah, lo yechashiv. Amach le ravashi, the ramari, lav shem be maisu. Isn't it a lav shame by Maisa? Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. I don't mean according to everybody. I mean according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amal lav shame by Maisa loikinol. But I'll compare him according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav shame by Maisa loikinol. Says the Gemara, the halacha is you're going to get malchus for someone that has a machshavas pigul. Freik the Mishnah Melech. If the taitch of a machshava means it was merely the machshava, you never spoke it out. How does Bez Din know that this Kayan had a machshavas pigul? How in the world are you going to be able to give him malchus? I don't understand how it's possible. The Gemara said very clearly, Rabbi Yannai said it, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they get malchus on a lav shein by Maisa. If somebody would have a machshavas pigul, he'd get malchus for the machshavas pigul. Freik the Mishnah Melech, bishloima, if a machshavas pigul is bedibur. So there were two edim, there was hasra, the person was warrants. It's very good. You have all the technical criteria that you need to give a person malchus. But if pigul happens by machshavah, who knows about it? If nobody knows about it, there's no Edim. So if there's no Edim, how in the world are you giving this person Malchus? And says the Mishnah Melech, I'll show you a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara makes this very basic elementary Balabatish argument. The Gemara is in Perek Elohein HaNechnokim, right at that you can see Perek Chelik from here. It's literally the last Amid of the first part of Masechta Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says as follows, Tani Tana Kemed Rav Chizda. There was a Tana that told Rav Chizda that a Navi that's Koivesh Nevuasai is like Koivish is nevuasa like Amalei. So Rav Chizda told the Tana, what kind of statement is that? Man da achal tamri ba'arbala like it. If somebody eats dates, you're going to give him malchus? Says Rashi, it's just a way of saying, how can you give him malchus? As far as we know, he didn't do anything wrong. How do you know that he's a Koivish nevuasa? So the Gemara has to jump through a bunch of hoops to come up with a tzir. How would it be possible for two Edom to know that somebody was a Koivish nevuasa? How would it be shaykh to give him malchus? So freak the Mishnah Melech, those same immortal words that the Gemara used in Sanhedrin Peites Amid Beis, man da ochel tamri ba'arba l'loika, according to the Rambam, that every machshavas pigul happens al yidei machshava. How in the world do you give somebody malchus? And the Gemara says clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you like the fresh lav shein by mice, you'd get malchus. Zokrab kivager, it's brought down on the gillies, right on the side of on the Shapsi Franco Rambams. I am Mashakosav, he springs loyadati my kushya. He says, I don't understand what the Mishnah Melech's kasha was. It's true. A person is over loyichoshet and makes a carbon pigle if he has a machshava spigle. You don't have to speak it out. You want to know it's Shaykh Malkus? If he did speak it out. If he spoke it out, he's going to get Malkus. Taka, not Malkus for what he said, Malkus for what he thought. You have to work that out in the Lumdus. But Zakrab Kiveg, I'm not sure what the Mishal Malach's grace at me is. Because Enochinami, you're over the Isser Pigle just for the Machshav. And Enochinami, the carbon becomes Pigle, becomes Puzzle just for the Machshav. But at the same time, as far as Malkus goes, you're right. You would need more than that. It would have to be a Hechitimtsa. The Hechitimtsa would be where he spoke it out. Oh, he spoke it out. Now we know. Now you made him. Now it's going to be Shaykh for this person to get Malkus. But then it says this Gemara right here in Zvachim Daf Chof Tes on the days that the Mishnah Malach stelt to one of his two Gemaras to ask his Kash on the Rambam is a gewaldige Gemara. There's so much raid here, and I think the place to start is Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So the Rashi that we spoke about last week, the Gemara over there was discussing the Arba Avos Nezikin, and Rav Yishai had Shlomish Asar Avos Nezikin, and then Rav Chiya has Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin. There's 24 Avos Nezikin. Fake the Gemara, Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin, Minyan Alimutei Ma, I can do the math, I can sit down, I can count, I know if there's 22 or 23 or 27 or 21. What does the Rav Chiya need to do the math for me? Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin must be coming to be Mamayit something. And the Gemara said, Limutei Meisra Mafakul, it's coming to be Mamayit something. It's coming to be Mamayit, Meisra Mafakul. I would have thought a Meisra is a Mazik, Kamash Muan, he's not part of the Avos Nezikin. I would have thought a Mafago, he's also not part of the Avos Nezikin. So the Gemara says Mafago, that's what we need. Why? Why didn't Rav Chiya count Mafago? Chur of a Koyin has Machshavas Pigel, he is a Mazik. Has a Shani Nikar, he is a Mazik. So that's the Gemara. It's true, Rav Chiya knew he's a Mazik. Oh, but Bekachim like Kamari. He wasn't handling Kachim, he learns Zvachim, you'll be with Bekachim Kamari. But Rav Chiya wasn't Bekachim Kamari, and as a result, he left Mafago out of his list of 24. Zokte, Ligarashi, what does Mafago mean? Koyin Sheshachat Korbonei Shel Yisrael. It means a Koyin that shechted a carbon Shel Yisrael, Chatos. The carbon was a carbon Chatos. L'shum Shlomim. And he had in mind that he's bringing it L'shum Shlomim. The ain't a carbon Oyla L'chayvah's Bible. The halach is a Chatos L'shum Shlomim. A Chatos Shaloy L'shma is Loy Olu L'vaylam L'shem Chayvah. V'tzarechach. And that's why a Mafagel is a Mazik. And that's why it could have, would have, should have been in the Minyan of the Rav Chiya. But the Kachem like Kamari, that's why it's not included. So we mentioned there's two Tmiyas on this Rashi. Number one, Rashi is talking about a Chatos L'shum Shlomim, a Chatos Shaloy L'shma. So why did Rashi just say that it's like Olu L'vaylam L'shem Chayvah? Rashi should have said better. Rashi should have said it's puzzle. And if there's anything we learned in the last 10 days, it's Kol Azvachem Shenizbuch Shaloy L'shma Cherem El Shaloy Olu L'vaylam L'shem Chayvah. Chutz Menah Pesach. A Chatos is even puzzle. It's worse. You can't do the Akhtar. You can't do the Zrika. You can't even eat the Basa. So we said over there from Yeshua, speaks that in Shir. And the Zayd of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that Pshat's Pashit. Because when you learn about a Kama Daf Hei, it doesn't matter that you can't do the Akhtarim. It doesn't matter that you can't eat the Basa. It doesn't mean that doesn't matter you can't do this Rika. The only thing that matters is that I had a Chiyuv to bring a carbon. I gave it over to a Kohen. The Kohen messed up my carbon. He had a Machshavas Pigel. It's there, it's Loyola Vayimim L'Shem Chayva, V'tzorech Acher, the Kohen's a Mazik. That's what we need when we're learning Bava Kama Daf Hei. It's true, said the Brisker Rav. When you learn Zvachim, you have to know much more than that. Can I do this Rika? Can I do the Akhtar? Okay, it's a good Shaila. The halacha is you can. But it's not, it's irrelevant information when you're learning Bava Kama. The punchline of even Chata Shaloi Lishma when you're learning Bava Kama is not that it's possible. It's that it's like Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Anything else is Mutar. It's not necessary. That's what Rashi said, the Nakuda. Rashi chapped on the Nakuda of the Chata Shaloi Lishma. It's not the puzzle. It's the Le'olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Bava Kama Daf Hei, that's all that matters. That's why Rashi discussed it. But there's a bigger Tmiya on Rashi. There's a bigger Tmiya. The Gemara said, Mefagel. And Rashi didn't teach Mafago. Rashi teached Chatos L'shum Shlom. So we spoke at a Mahalach from the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Asher Arieli. But the emes is that the Chassam Sofer has this discussion. Chassam Sofer Ofenor, right here, Al Atar. Bava Kama, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Chassam Sofer asks the kasha. Rashi, L'chura, was Toya B'dvar Mishnah. It was Toya Nechitin, V'hoi D'loi B'sa'irin. The Gemara says, Mefagel, and what did Rashi say? Chatos Shaloi L'shma. L'chura, we're not talking about Shalai Lishma, don't have pig. What's pigle? He did $1 by the Saddam, and he had in mind to eat the basar, or to be makta de mur, maybe do this rika. We'll see the rain in tomorrow's daf. Chutzas mani, chutzam kaimai. Shalai Lishma is a whole different thing. Shini kaide, shini bailin. What's Rashi talking about? Zokta, chsan soif, amil tayyipsha. Asadak, Gemara in Zvachim, daf chavta esamid beis. The Gemara that we just spoke about, where Rabbi Yanai says, Minayin, how do you know? Le mechashe bekachem shu loika. Talmud loimar, it says in the Torah, lo yechashe. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds life she'im by ma'iso loikin olam, you're going to get Malkus if you're over loyichash. Zok tichsam sofer achidish. He said that that lav of loyichashiv is only if a person has a machshavas pigel. If you would have a different type of machshava apesela, such as a machshava shaloi lishma by a chattis and a pesach, over there the halacha would be that you wouldn't be over loyichashiv. Says the chassid, how do I know that? Because what does it say loyichashiv? It says loyichashiv in the parashah of pigel. Loyichashiv Loi Pigul Yiyev Anefesh Aichelus Yiven Avin Atisa. It says it in the parasha of Pigul. So if it says it in the parasha of Pigul, so the halacha is that when a person is over, has a machshev as Pigul, he's over alav loy chashiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're over loy chashiv, what happens? You get Malkus. If you get Malkus, there's no moment. Because he can't be Loikum Mishalim. Rashi wanted this Gemara to work Aliba the Kuli Alma. He didn't want it to only work not Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. So said Chassam Sofer, Rashi said the Gemara can't mean real Pigle, the way we usually teach Pigle. Because if we mean real Pigle, then Lechura, he's anyways not a Mazik. Meaning he's anyways not going to be Chayiv. He's not from the Esrim Barba of his Nezikin. He's anyways not going to be Chayiv to pay. Because how do you have a Machshavas Pigle? By being over lo yichashiv, once you're over lo yichashiv, you're like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be like, you can't be like a mishalim. That's why Rashi was mefarish this Gemara mipshutai, and Rashi said that we're probably using the word pigle loosely, but he doesn't, where do you mean pigle? Because pigle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's not going to be a chiyuv moment, there's no mazik, because you can't be like a mishalim. Instead, what must it mean? It must mean machsheves shalai l'shma. But in this chassam sofer, it's mavura, big vart. Because Rabbi Yanai, in the Gemara, in Zvach and Chavtas and Medbeis, never said the word, he never uttered the word pigle. He never breathed the word pigle. He didn't think the word pigle. Am Rabbi Yanai, minayim l'mechashev b'kotshev shuvlaika. He said mechashev b'kotshev. Maybe mechashev b'kotshev means even machshav v'shalei l'shma. You have the same cheshman. Maybe machshav v'shalei l'shma, you also get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. He just said mechashev v'shalei l'shma. Chav Sofer said it has to be that way. Because what's the makar to lo yichashev? The makar to lo yichashev is the parasha pigle. Oh, so the makar is the parasha pigle. So it makes sense that it should be true by pigle. And this is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Amikdash and Perik Yukes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam brings this halacha, the lav of lo yichashev. So the Rambam, kol ha-mechashev machshav v'she'ena mechayna b'kotshev. If somebody has a machshava she'ena nechayna during kotshev, harei ze oiva b'loy sase, she'harei hu oimer lo yichashev. The Rambam doesn't say the word pigle. The Rambam says, kol ha-mechashev machshava she'eno nechayno b'kotshim. Rabbi Yana is loshen kamat in Zvachim, Chavtezom, and Beis. Harez, oive b'loy saseh, because it says lo yichashev. So the Rambam, in Pi Hashmu Olamdu, she'klal din ze, what's the aside of lo yichashev? She'lo yafsid ha-kotshim b'machshava. Because when a person is mafsid kotshim b'machshava, harez ze doime l'matul mum b'kotshim. It's similar to being matul mum b'kotshim. V'afal pikin, ain't you like you, she ain't a machshava ma'isa. Because machshava is not a ma'isa, the Rambam holds, lav she ain't b'ma'isa, ain't like an old, you know, pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam, when he brings this halacha of lo yichashev, the Rambam gives a reason for it. He says, v'pi ha'shlo, alamdu, she b'chlal din ze shelo yafsid ha'kotshim b'machshava. The side of the halacha is don't be mafsid kotshim b'machshava. If that's the underlying Nekuda, for this lab of lo yichashev, there's no reason it should be miyuchad for pigle. If it's a prostig zeris akosiv in the parish of pigle, okay, by pigle there's a lab of lo yichashev. But the Rambam gave a reason for it. He said it's doim elamatum b'kotchem shebechal din zesh lo yafsid akotchem b'machshava. So mali, if I was mafsid with a machshev as pigle, or if I was mafsid with a machshev as lo yishmov, and I was bringing a chadas rapesach, at the end of the day, l'chur, I was mafsid kotchem b'machshava. So l'chur from the Rambam, it's mashman alek tchassam seif. Okay. Some say the same shayna in a Rashi, a very shver Rashi. Rashi could argue with the Rambam, right? The problem is, there's two Rashis in Shas where Rashi says mefurish that there's a lo yichashev even by shaloi l'shma. We even spoke out one of them already. There's two Rashis. One is in Zvachim Dav Beis, and the other one is Menachas Dav Beis. You don't have to go very far. Zvachim Dav Beis, right? The Gemara said that if you have a machshava shaloi l'shma by one of the avodas, you're not allowed to l'katchila have a machshava shaloi l'shma by one of the later avodas. Says Rashi, "V'kimin d'rachmana kari nedava mi shariy l'shnuye ha'amrina b'perik sheni l'kaman dachav tesamid beis." I'm reading literally 5 lines from the top of Zvachim Dav Beis Amid Beis. We learned in the second parak, "Osur l'chashev b'kotchem v'yalef mikra d'lo yichashev." Rashi's explaining our sugya, the sugyas of Zvachim. We're talking about the machshava shloy l'shma. So if you had a machshava shloy l'shma by a shchita, you can't have it by the Kabbalah. We learn it from the Ella shloy alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Right? Yibay yisayim akray, yibay yisayim asvara. It's learned out from the Ella. What was yibay yisayim asvara? Just because I had a machshava shloy l'shma doesn't mean I'd still aser. Aser, wow, Rashi said it's aser l'shnuye. Where do you see this iser? So Rashi sends you to Zvachim Chav Tazam Abbeis. It's aser l'chashim. So Rashi himself said clearly, Rashi's mefurish. You can't argue with this Rashi. Rashi says mefurish that the same way you chashid you have by machsheves pigul, you have by machsheves shalei l'shma. By the way, Rashi says it in Menachos Abayis and Menachos. So it's a pala of the Chassam Sofer. It's meraf sinigri. It's tzorichi and gadol. How could the Chassam Sofer say pshat and Rashi above a kama? The reason Rashi said shalei l'shma, not pigul, because had it been pigul, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd get malchus for lo yichashev, not loikum mishalev. So he's not going to be chayiv chiyuv a mazik anyways because he's getting malchus. L'chura machsheves shalei l'shma is the same thing because Rashi holds this. same lo yichashid that you're over when you have a machsheves pigul, you're going to have when you have a machsheves shelo lishma. That means is, you can ask another kasha. And that is, the Mechas Chinuch says, we know that Allah is not allowed to be matul mum bekachim, right? The yisoid of the lo yichashid is, it's kim matul mum bekachim. But that's pashit, that you're not allowed to be matul mum bekachim. It's learned out from a pasuk. It says, lo yisakrivu eilu l'ashem, and the bottom line is, we learned that you're not allowed to be matul mum bekachim. It's mitzvah resh pei zayin in the Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch says a gewaldige chiddush. Listen to Mechas Chinuch, gishmak. He says, if somebody does an avodah, and he has a machsheves pigo, he's over the Isser being Matul Mum Bekachim. Meaning, the Gemara said there's a lav of Lo Yichashit, and the Rambam explained it because he's Kim Matul Mum Bekachim. That, you're over. That's, of course you're over. But says the Mechas Chinuch, in addition to that, I think you're over the regular Isser Matul Mum Bekachim. Because being that you did the Shechita with the Machsheves Pigel, so right now you made the carbon parcel, you were physically Matul Mum Bekachim. And the Mechas Chinuch says that lav is a lav sheyesh by Maisa. It's not a lav she'ein by ma'isa. So he says that every single time a person does an avoida with a machshava ha'piseles, you're going to get malchus not for the lo yichashid, because that's taka lav she'ein by ma'isa, but for the shechita itself. Because the shechita now that was done by machshava's pigul was a real matul mum b'kachim. If that's the case, then m'mon of shach, Rashi's talking about a shachat chatos b'shum shlamin. That's the hechitimtza where Mifagel would have been a mazik in the Chassam Sofer's, using the Chassam Sofer's methodology, that anytime there's a malchus, there's no mocking for mazik, and that's why the Chassam Sofer says Rashi flipped from pigel to machshava shaloi lishma. Typically, anyways, then you're not going to have mamon, because once you shechted shaloi lishma, Rashi's talking about a chatos shaloi lishma is possible, even though Rashi didn't say that, but we know it's possible. So you were a matul mum b'kachim. Once you're a matul mum b'kachim, malchuponim, it's a festa shail over here. So we have over here machloikis lechura ram. And we have the way the Chassam Sofer was mafarish Rashi and Bava Kama. I mean, very shver Chassam Sofer. Whether when it says lo yichashev by kachem, does lo yichashev mean dafka machsheves pigel, or is it true for machsheves shloy lishma as well? So that means there's a lot more to be ma'irich. Maybe we'll save that for one day this week. But just skip to the punchline. What's the chur the yisayda shayla? What's the shayla? Think for a second. What's the longness? What'll be the longness? It says lo yichashev. Lo yichashev means you're not allowed to have a machsheves pigel. If you have a machsheves pigel, you over a loisa save lo yichashev. And we have a shayla. Is that only machsheves pigel? At the end of the day, it was written in the parasha pigel. Maybe it applies to a machshava shloy lishma as well. And the Rambam it's mashma even for a machshava shloy lishma. Rashi menachis tapez zvachin tapez says clearly it's true even for a machshava shloy lishma. The Chassam Sofer says a big chiddush that maybe it doesn't apply to a machshava shloy lishma, and he wants to say that to be miyashiv the very shver Rashi bava kama dafhe. What's the yisoid hashayla? I think it's the briskar of shayla. That's the shayla. When we say that shloy lishma is possible, what's the reason shloy lishma is possible? Is the pshat because the carbon has to be lishma, and if you are a mechashiv shloy lishma, it's the feltis and lishma. Memeil the carbon's possible. Meaning, if you don't have a machshava at all, then it's stoma. But if you have a machshava shloy lishma, so now it wasn't lishma. It also wasn't stoma, which is lishma. So if it wasn't lishma, the mail is going to be possible. So if you want to know why the carbon is possible, it's because there's something missing in this carbon. There was an avodah that was done, and it wasn't done with a machsheves lishma. Or said the Briskrov, maybe that's not the pshat. Briskrov said it with a super lumdis, that stoma lishma is something that's chal in the carbon, whatever. But the point is that it's not that you're missing in the lishma. That's the issue when you have a machshava shloy lishma, and is the reason that the carbon is possible. The reason a machshava shloy lishma possible is because a machshava has a koyach to possible avodas. Just like machshava is pigel, so too a machshava shloy lishma has the ability to do that as well. So the reason when a koyin doesn't avoida with a machshava shloy lishma, the carbon is possible, is not because of what we don't have, it's because of what we do have. It's not because we're missing lishma, because Kirov said it's a kenish felin in lishma, because stama lishma says there's always lishma. Norvas, I have a machshava ha'peiseles. I have a machshava here that's saying that the carbon is going to be possible. If the gather of shaloi lishma is machshava ha'peiseles, then it makes sense. It should be included in lo yichashev. But if the gather of shaloi lishma is not machshava ha'peiseles, maybe there is no machshava ha'peiseles of shaloi lishma. The only reason shaloi lishma is possible is because if I had a machshava shaloi lishma, that means I don't have lishma. By definition, sefelt in lishma, and I'm sefelt in lishma, it's possible. But it's not the machshava that bothers me. It's not what I was thinking that concerns me. It's what I wasn't thinking that's bothering me. It's was felt that's the chesaron. It's not what I do have. It's what I don't have. If that's the case, was pasta lo yichashiv. Lo yichashiv makes sense. It's a machshava hapiseles. Don't have this. The Torah never said don't have a machshava shloyos. The Torah never said that. The Torah said think lishma. How do you not think lishma? Only by thinking shaloy lishma. Because I'm stamas gosha. The only way to think to not have lishma is through a machshava shloy lishma. But the Torah, but that's just a chetimtza. So that can't be included in the lo yichashiv. But I'll kopon him whether there should be a lo yichashiv on a machshava shloy lishma. L'chayr is totally in this shayla. Whether shloy lishma is machshava b'salas or not. If you remember the Brisker Rav, what was his big makar? His makar was the Rambam. The Rambam perikin gimel hilchas psula mikdashim that says sholish machshava is psula same. And his right was from Rashi. Rashi menachis daf beis. Rashi's welcome daf beis. That was Brisker Rav's right. Brisker Rav's right was from this Rashi. Rashi says lo yichashiv vayis tois. It's a machshava b'salas because it's not a machshava b'salas. There's no lo yichash. Torah never said don't think shalai lishma. The Torah just said have lishma. When you think shalai lishma, that's like the hechatimtza of not having lishma. But the Torah doesn't address the hechatimtzas. So the Torah never said lo yichash. But enochanami, if you're gonna have this other tzad, this Rashi Baba Kama Daf, hey, that would be the other tzad.